live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the news desk with the main evening news in this bulletin. The Breast Check programme has confirmed it will resume breast screening on Tuesday next, the 27th of October. We'll hear from DACC, who have been campaigning for that to happen for quite some time. The Dáil has voted in favour of a new bill which will introduce a range of fines to enforce COVID-19 rules. Donegal had almost a third of its labour force in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment at the peak of the first lockdown in April, but the central bank says the long-term economic predictions aren't as bad as they might have been for the county, and businesses allowed to keep open under current COVID-19 restrictions are being urged to keep non-essential sections closed. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Chris Ashmore, and because it's a Friday beg on Nook, the going Le Colum Ferreter. We begin, though, with confirmation that the Breast Check programme has confirmed it will resume breast screening on Tuesday next, the 27th of October. A new text management system is being put in place to maximise appointment uptake, and letters are being sent out first to those who were due to be seen in March. The service was paused on March 16th because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with a number of organisations, including Donegal Action for Cancer Care, campaigning to have it restored. Its chair is Betty Holmes.
We're absolutely delighted, Donal. We've just received confirmation to say that the Breast Check programme will resume breast screening on Tuesday, the 27th of October. It's been paused, as you know, from the 16th of March. We have worked tirelessly sitting on top of this, so we're delighted. Now, it's very important as well that they have stated that the invitation letters will be sent out first to those who've had, you know, their appointment cancelled in March. You know, there'll be a whole process. It'll be done very clearly, but at last we have a restart date, Donal, and that's a very important one. Static units have been upgraded and there'll be infection control, physical distancing and all that, so it's all done safely. The key thing is that those who have been waiting longest will be actually starting to get their long overdue appointments.
And that was Betty Holmes, and you can see more detail, including the full statement from Breast Check, on our website, highlandradio.com. The Dáil has voted in favour of a new bill which will introduce a range of fines to enforce COVID-19 rules. Sinn Féin say it's unacceptable that the bill is being rushed through, and they claim the minister is seeking carte blanche to put together whatever recommendations and regulations she wishes. However, Justice Minister Helen McEntee says that the government is not trying to punish people. A major COVID-19 testing lab will be closed for the next 2 weekends because of staff shortages. The National Virus Reference Laboratory in UCD says the staff shortages are unavoidable. The HSE says testing capacity will not be affected. It says the National Virus Reference Lab processes around 600 swabs per day, and over the course of this weekend and next, these swabs will be completed by community labs. The HSE says the measures will have no negative impact on testing responses, as it's still working within available capacity. Donegal had almost a third of its labour force in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment at the peak of the first lockdown in April. Prior to the most recent restrictions, Donegal also saw the largest percentage decline in PUP numbers, with large numbers flowing onto wage subsidy supports. The findings are included in two economic letters published by the central bank today. One of the authors of the papers is Raymond Lydon. He says Donegal is particularly exposed, but he says the long-term economic predictions aren't as bad as they might have been.
They're not as negative as we would have been, say, in April or May, because you have to remember that construction is still planned to remain open, and that's an important employer in Donegal in particular, but also industry is remaining open. You also have to remember that businesses might have, you know, they've learned a bit how to work or adjust to these restrictions.
Businesses which are allowed open under current COVID-19 restrictions are being warned to keep non-essential sections closed. The government says it's unfair to smaller businesses forced to shut under Level 5 restrictions. Government official Liz Canavan says businesses which can open should demonstrate fair play.
This will be a very difficult time for Irish enterprise. For that reason, government has made an enhanced package of supports available. I also want to make a specific appeal to business owners to comply with the regulations. Those businesses that flout the regulations, either by opening or by selling non-essential items, are further penalising other small and local enterprises.
The Children's Minister has apologised for the anguish and frustration caused to survivors of mother and baby homes. The government says existing legislation means all archives have to be sealed for 30 years when the Commission of Investigation's final report is published next week. A new bill passed by the Dáil last night would mean a database and some records aren't sealed and could be sent to Tuzla to help in tracing efforts. Many survivors have expressed concern they won't be able to access important files about the mother and baby homes. Minister Roderick O'Gorman says he lost sight of the fact that these issues aren't simply cold legal problems.
They're some of the most grievous types of abuse that could be perpetrated on women and on children. And in my haste to fix a legal problem, I lost sight of that. And I accept and I realise that that approach has caused anguish and has caused frustration. And this is something I'm deeply apologetic for.
Issues of non-compliance have been noted at a Donegal nursing home. HICWA, the health watchdog, has published 31 inspection reports this afternoon, one of them relating to Nazareth House in Fawn and expressing concern about staffing and records. There are currently 48 residents at the facility, which provides long-term care, including care to people with dementia. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In its latest report, HICWA found that the staffing numbers and skill mix were not adequate to the size and layout of the centre. While the centre was actively recruiting for identified staffing vacancies, inspectors found that a second night nurse was required to ensure resident safety was promoted in the event of suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19. In addition, housekeeping staff and hours had not been increased in line with the enhanced cleaning schedules that were required due to COVID risks. In fact, on the day of the inspection, there were shortages in the housekeeping department due to staff absence. Meanwhile, a review of residents' care records found that they were not maintained in line with regular requirements. In addition, documentary evidence was not available on the day to show that residents' assessments were reviewed on a four-monthly basis due to an IT system failure. As a result, the inspectors identified gaps in the care records, which included days when the care that residents received could not be accounted for. Since the inspection, measures have been taken by the facility to meet compliance in these areas.
More details and a link to the full report available on our website, highlandradio.com. The family of 27-year-old Cian Langolan is urging people to keep an eye out for him over the holiday weekend. Cian has been missing from the Falkara area for almost 4 weeks, with the last confirmed sighting at the end of September. Cian's mother, Anthea, says he could be anywhere.
It'll be 4 weeks on Tuesday that Cian has gone missing. So we've been searching the area in Hornhead and Dunfanaghy, Marble Hill, that area. Extensively, individual people have been searching and the Gardaí have organised searches, and we had a big search last Sunday with members of the public and the Finn Valley Flying Club and the Northwest Mountaineering Club. It was a big turnout of members of the public, and we came up with nothing, but perhaps that's good news too. The last firm sighting was when the taxi dropped him off in Hornhead on the 27th of September.
And you're basically asking anyone who's in the Hornhead area, anyone who is in that part of West Donegal, to keep their eye out, just and if they see anything, to let you know, let the family know, let the Gardaí know, and hopefully it may bring some answers.
Absolutely. I mean, if anybody wants to remind themselves of what Cian looks like, photographs of him are on the Find Cian Facebook group page. Anyone in the whole of Donegal, in the whole of the country, he could be anywhere. You know, if he had actually moved from where he left his bag, he could have moved back into Letterkenny. At that time, his photograph wasn't out and there weren't searches going on, so he could have made it anywhere in the country, really. We wouldn't want to rule anything out. He could be anywhere in the country.
And that was Anthea Langolan speaking to us earlier today. And you can see photographs of Cian on our website as well, highlandradio.com. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group is urging all road users to stay safe and to be seen. With the clocks going back this weekend, it means there'll be longer periods of darkness in the evenings, and that, coupled with worsening weather conditions, could heighten risks on the road. So far this year, 9 people have lost their lives on the roads in Donegal. More have been injured in road traffic collisions. Brian O'Donnell is Road Safety Officer in Donegal. He says the message is very simple.
Obviously, we've come to a stage in the year again. It seems to have slipped by very quickly with the conditions we've been living under, but the clocks going back this weekend. We have longer periods of darkness in the mornings and the evenings, and a lot more people will be walking, using the roads, and we're just appealing to everyone to use high-vis vests or material when they're out walking to be seen, and for motorists to actually be aware that a lot more people will be using the roads, and just be conscious that they are on the roads and be aware that they're there.
It's anticipated that significant progress will be made with the micro-redress scheme in the coming days after 10 applications passed stage one this week. The homeowners in question have received their letters of eligibility to move to stage two, with more affected people due to move through the process next week. Homeowners were said to be anxious over the length of time it was taking for applications to be processed. Councillor Martin McDermott, who chairs Donegal County Council's micro-redress committee, is confident that the scheme will move a lot more quickly from here on in.
It was taking a bit of time, but there was a lot of work done, and there's an awful lot of work done by the council, and I want to acknowledge the work that's done by the council and by the engineers and by the homeowners, and also by, you know, the Mike Action Group and people that are the Mike Redress Committee as well, that has worked tirelessly to make sure that the scheme can be run as smoothly as we can, and hopefully from here on in, it'll be a bit quicker to get applications out, because that was, as you say, a concern by a number of homeowners. But it is vitally, vitally important that the scheme is handled in the manner that it should be, and that the homeowner is the centre of that, and that everything that is done in the best interests of the homeowner.
Now, the fact that you're saying that the scheme should move quickly now, from now on, I'm sure you would be hoping that there would be work actually being done on these houses sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we would see that, you know, those homeowners that have got the eligibility now to move to stage two can start getting their builder lined up and getting costs back into the council and getting their programme for work sent into the council through the engineer. So when that's done, then they will be in a position then to start to do the remediation works to their house. So, I mean, you're probably at this stage of the year now, where we're into the end of October, you're probably going to be early new year before you see work starting on homes. But we're certainly in a good position now, and we're certainly going to try and make sure that, you know, we can keep this moving as quickly as we can, get the process as streamlined as we can, and get as many houses fixed in next year as we possibly can, because that's the main outcome of the scheme, is to get homes fixed for homeowners and stop this nightmare that they're having.
Councillor Martin McDermott. The Garda Commissioner has dismissed claims that Gardaí were heavy-handed when dealing with a protest on Grafton Street in Dublin last night. 11 people were arrested for public order offences. Gardaí used force and batons to respond to the gathering, which breached COVID-19 regulations. Commissioner Drew Harris says Gardaí were concerned, as similar recent protests have been violent.
Their intentions appear to be to disrupt the port, to disrupt the activity of the government, disrupt government departments, and that can't be tolerated. So we've no one to negotiate with, and their actual protest outcomes are not lawful purposes for their activity.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the latest Donegal gear online or click and collect at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Good evening, Donal, from the Sports Desk, and we'll start with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland can guarantee themselves a playoff spot for the 2022 Women's European Championships tonight. Vera Poe's side are in Kiev to take on Ukraine. It had a 5 o'clock start, and there's just over 15 minutes gone. No score as of yet. This game coming 12 months on from the Republic's 3-2 win against the same opposition in Tala. Amber Barrett from Milford is one of the Irish substitutes for the game that is, as I say, underway. Now, staying with soccer, Finn Harps are battling to stay in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. They've 4 league games left, with their last away fixture this Saturday when they travel to Dalymount Park to face second-place Bohemians. Bows have a great record at home against Harps and actually haven't lost against the Donegal side at Dalymount Park since the last century, Jonathan Speak scoring the winner in 1999. It was 1-0 on that occasion. Well, Bows certainly won't be taking the foot off the pedal. Should they lose, well then, Shamrock Rovers would be crowned champions this weekend. Harps boss Ollie Horgan knows it will be a tough encounter.
Bows are going very well. They're second in the table for a reason. And we're going away from home to play a side that are in good form, had played in the last number of weeks and played last Friday in Dundalk. We haven't played in 3 weeks. But we basically can't depend on other results going our way without us having to pick up points.
The fact maybe that Bows are assured of second in European football already, and there is a bit of a gap to the champions elect, if you want to call them, Shamrock Rovers. Can that benefit you on Saturday?
Not if you know if the likes of Keith Long and Trevor Crawley, absolutely not. I mean, the other side of that is if they don't win, Shamrock Rovers win the league that night without playing. And I can guarantee you that's one thing the Bohemians won't want to happen. Any side they pull out always go to try and win. And invariably against us they have. We've had a good record against them at home, albeit we lost back in August in a narrow game, in a poor game really. They're a better side at home. We have struggled up there in recent years, although we scored 3 last year up there and still lost 5-3, to put it that way to you.
And that was Ali Horgan speaking to Oisin Kelly. And that full interview from the Score programme is on the Highland Radio website. Well, tonight, Derry City are in action against Shelburne. And this is a game that Harps will be keeping a close eye on as well. City are just above Harps in terms of a league table. One position above them, but they are 5 points clear of the Donegal side. Nevertheless, City have 4 games left, as do Shelburne. Shelburne are on 19 points, along with Sligo Rovers. City on 16, Harps on 11, Cork City on 10. The outcome of that match at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium could yet have an interesting bearing on what happens at the bottom of the table. It's City's last home game before, of course, they have to still travel to Cork, and that game again could have considerable significance. Kickoff is 7:45 for that one. Also this weekend, Sligo Rovers meeting Cork City in a match which again will have an influence on what happens near the foot of the table. Cross channel, Aston Villa meet Leeds at 8 o'clock tonight. And in the Irish League, there's also one match on, Crusaders and Cliftonville. That has a 7:45 start. Moving on to Gaelic games, and the GAA have agreed to the GPA's request to introduce baseline COVID-19 tests for inter-county players. The decision follows talks between the Players Association and the GAA's COVID-19 advisory group. Well, details of the baseline screening will be finalised this weekend once a company has been found to provide the rapid testing. Well, Highland Radio's featured live game this weekend is the meeting of Kerry and Donegal in the Allianz National Football League. That match in Tralee tomorrow. There will be full live coverage here in Highland from 1:50. Donegal are safe in the division, and just 8 days after the Kerry game, of course, they play Tyrone in the Championship. Donegal do have an outside chance of winning the league should they beat Kerry and Dublin and Galway draw on Sunday. Most feel it's a pretty unlikely scenario. Well, Declan Bonner, the Donegal manager, has said that there will be changes from the side which lined out in the league win over Tyrone last week. And he says a good performance is important in Kerry.
Listen, we're going to go down and we're going to give it our best show. We're going to go down, as I say, and the team we put out, we'll have full belief that team can go out and deliver a performance that can get that result. It's not going to be easy, we know that. So we know when the fixtures came out at the very, very start, and you saw that the last match was down in Kerry, you knew that was always going to be a difficult match, and that hasn't changed. You know, to me, Kerry are up there in the top 2 or 3 teams, and it's going to be a really, really good test for us on Saturday. And as I say, no real good preparation for us as we look forward to the Championship in 2 weeks' time. Yeah.
We had a cracker of a game at Croke Park where it finished 1:20 apiece the last time you met Kerry. Can we see something similar like that again? Is that on the agenda for the weekend?
Yeah, I think so. I think both teams like to go at it and play football. Yeah, they're, I mean, Kerry and I watched them last week against Monaghan. They're definitely added an extra dimension in terms of their defensive system, and they're definitely more difficult to get scores against. And you know, at the end of the day, when you have players going forward like the likes of David Moran, the likes of Sean O'Shea and Clifford, I mean, they have some outstanding players. Not going to be an easy task, and it'll be, as I say, a really testing afternoon, but it's one we're really looking forward to.
So don't forget to tune into Highland tomorrow. Martin McHugh will be providing analysis, and we'll be linking up with our Radio Kerry colleagues Tim Moynihan and Ambrose O'Donovan for the match commentary. Busy weekend, in fact, on the National League front. Tyrone will be in action on Sunday. The other 3 Division 1 games are all on Sunday, and Derry in action also on Sunday. They are in Division 3, of course. And by the way, in Division 4, the Antrim-Waterford game switched to Dundalk. That was because of Waterford concerns about travelling north of the border. due to the COVID-19 situation. Now, in hurling, the Donegal Hurlers start their championship this Saturday at O'Donnell Park here in Letterkenny when they host Longford in the first round of the Nicky Rackard Cup. Donegal beat their opponents earlier in the year in the league and will be favourites to come through the tie. The likes of Davin Flynn and Kieran Mathewson are back on board at county level. Danny Cullum, though, is a doubt. Donegal manager Mickey McCann told Tom Comack that the squad are itching to get back on the pitch, and he's happy with the way things have gone in training.
We're really happy the way the boys come back from the club scene. They're in decent enough shape, and we had a tough week physically last week, you know, and we just test them out to see, but happy enough. With good strength and depth there now, that's probably something we haven't got in years, you know, and there's a good panel there, and the boys coming in, we still have a strong 15 starting, you know. It'll be a tough enough game, but at home we'd be expecting to come out on the right side of the result on Saturday.
Staying with the Christy Ring Cup, Sunday's clash between Derry, or moving to the Christy Ring Cup, I should say, Sunday's clash between Derry and Sligo is off. Sligo GA has issued a statement in which it says it was with regret that it won't be possible to fulfil the fixture. A member of the Sligo hurling panel returned a positive COVID-19 test. Moving on to racing, and Donegal's Luke McAteer can cap a great season by landing his first group race success in the Airfield Stakes at Leopardstown, which take place tomorrow. He rides Flying Visit for his boss Jim Bulger in the afternoon's feature event, one of seven races on a card that begins at 1:20. And in cycling, Irish riders have claimed back-to-back stage wins on the Vuelta a España. Sam Bennett won today's fourth stage to follow up on Dan Martin's success yesterday. And riders completed more than half of the Giro d'Italia's 19th stage on their team buses today after a protest over safety. Concerns were raised by a number of riders after the extremely heavy rain in the region. And in rugby, the IRFU says they will have to drastically cut their budgets if fans can't return to matches within the next 12 months. Their annual report shows a €35 million deficit linked directly to COVID-19. In golf, Jonathan Caldwell is best of the Irish at the halfway stage of the Italian Open. His second round 68 leaves him on 9 under par and 7 off the lead of England's Laurie Cantor. Cormac Sharvin is 4 under, but Gavin Moynihan will just miss the cut on 3 under par. And finally, anyone for tennis? Yes, junior tennis is still allowed in terms of training, and Letterkenny Tennis Club will have junior tennis training tomorrow. Pods of 6, no matches, just training. If you want more details, you can contact the coach by text, Jerry Clark, 086 380 9398. And that is your sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. Chris back, of course, with Saturday Sport tomorrow. Two or three, Chris, tomorrow.
We're starting early, Donal, at 10 to 2 because of the big link, of course, with the game down in the kingdom.
That little matter of Donegal versus Kerry. Thank you, Chris. Back tomorrow, as we say. August Anish, on Nocht, Olive, Eich, Colin Ferreter.
Go manage you, you've Colin Ferreter and Sean in the Preeves. Guilty. Sholo factus, the Kajudurus Nigeltuk, to Erna Malav, Kun Araja Harinch, Heel, August Najashina, at her foil, the Rini, and Geltuk, Runanal. I say Geltuk, Runanal, to Seal Urs Roth, Katia will. To Fannert and Prive Hacteract and Actish at his Sholta, Condini, Avalu and Shaw, Concajan Seal, Nis Far, a Winchama, Taharic Sul, Gomalhi and Factus Boiled and Fobbled Geltacta, Tanagoni and Nacha Elenirin, August and Diaspora are Fodden Doing Comai, Carter Bamer Ashina, August Effect and Bonagar Technoliacta and Waldigita G Tech. Ata eg fainus na cantar geltachta on. Lirian and Fishan aliak na geltachta cantar ghidor agus na rossan. Jashin na caihav amsira agus ejahish ata ar foil da ghini agus da haili sa cantar. Fogriu buachari an tarakt an arachtash ego farch la forest na geliga gradam falsoi horachta fiha gradam rex carlo lor na bliana dan lehrar og Gradam de Valriha, Lord Nabliana de Heher Ashtriha, August Gradam Mihulawan, Lord Nabliana, Don Lehor Fasta, Lilin Erna Malov. Amas Nabuchri na Moya Zef, a Winyan Gradam Rex Carlo, Don Seekers and Felix and Agazanri, Anyam New Scriv Nori at Habuenchakalish in the year Huskert, Anya Darkin, Moya Deni Ren, August Padrigin Nihulahan, Amas Portrigin, the Scriv Nori Gelaha. At Hammer Hodgson, Ela, Arctus, Nigeliga, Kumai. agus bay ochaj vronu na gradam commerceja on jikedinya shahogin bior na man social ta ektosha de glahania shart to khaj arakthos nigeliga a mask anyam na han on ir huskert na creatory Damien O'Donnell kiva ni khahal anya ni vrajlin agus an kra klar rulya bulya ar Highland Radio dogar antarakthos go run hard book gradam commerceja an arakthos fiha fiha ar anya ni kharan a jiri as pas seki mar leithror a radio ni geltachta imliana comai. Agus sin ma hoid se eligulier slan agus banacht.
Gadam hagath colum agus anish on I'm sure. It'll be dry with a chance of a few well scattered showers, but cloud will build into this evening with a band of more persistent rain moving in from the west. Winds moderate to fresh and gusty southwesterly in direction. Wet and windy tonight with some localised flooding possible. High winds generated by strong to gale force south to southwest winds. Lowest overnight temperature 6 to 9 degrees Celsius. Rain will clear to the east by morning, followed by sunny spells and scattered blustery showers. However, tomorrow evening showers will intensify in the region, merging to longer spells of rain with some thundery falls, again bringing a risk of hail. Top temperatures tomorrow 10 to 12 degrees Celsius in fresh to strong south to southwest winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Just to give you the headlines, the Breast Check programme has confirmed it'll resume breast screening on Tuesday next, the 27th of October. The Dáil has voted in favour of a new bill which will introduce a range of fines to enforce COVID-19 rules. A major COVID-19 testing lab will be closed for the next 2 weekends due to staff shortages, but the HSE says testing capacity will not be affected. And the Children's Minister has apologised for the anger and frustration caused to survivors of mother and baby homes. And the family of 27-year-old Cian Longlan have repeated their appeal to people to keep an eye out for him. Cian's been missing now for almost 4 weeks. Just before you go, I can tell you that Ukraine have got a goal in that ladies' match that Chris was referencing on the sport. The score currently, Ukraine 1, Ireland 0. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 23rd of October. The death has occurred of Bridget Gormley, née Kelly, 17, Mina Cloy Road, Scrahy, Castle Derg. Funeral from her late home on Sunday at 10:15 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, followed by interment in St Joseph's Churchyard, Letterkram. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Ahiarn. The death has taken place of Gerry Harding, 15, Carlton Drive, Strabane, formerly of Port Lane, Dorset. Funeral from Quigley's Funeral Home on Sunday afternoon at 12:20 for service in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The funeral service can be viewed live via the parish webcam, clonleyparish.com/webcam. The death has occurred of Maria Boyle, Lochinure. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass on Sunday in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree at 1 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, and at the request of the family, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. And the death has taken place in Bradford, England, of Tony Doherty, Gordon Brad, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of St John the Baptist for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Church Facebook page. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please.